and welcome to today's podcast and piano music by Nino Rota. If you are a film buff, chances are you know very well who he is, and even if you're not, it's likely you've heard his music without even knowing it. He wrote the music for The Godfather, The Godfather II, Death on the Nile, Love and Anarchy, and the TV series The Count of Monte Cristo. That's going way back. All in all, Nino Rota wrote the music for more than 150 films, starting with the 1933 movie Tourist Train and ending in 1979 with the movie Hurricane. But like many film composers, a lot of his other music has been forgotten. He wrote 10 operas, 23 ballets and stage pieces, 3 symphonies, and a bunch of chamber music, all of which will have to wait for another day. In this podcast, we look at the beginning of a new series dedicated to his music for solo piano, which includes some witty and challenging music for people who are just learning to play the piano. I'll get to that in a minute. First, here's a bit more of his Prelude No. 1. Nino Rota was born in Milan in 1911 to a musically literate family and started composing at a very early age. When Rota was 12, his family enrolled him in the Conservatory of Music in Milan. Eventually, Rota enrolled at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, encouraged by none other than Arturo Toscanini, who was then chief conductor of the New York Philharmonic and a close friend of Rota's grandfather. His own talent, combined with the influence of his various Italian and American teachers, led him to combine new and old within music that at times sounds neoclassical and at times more modern. This is perhaps more noticeable in his concert music. Here is number 4 of his 15 preludes, Andante ed Espressivo. One would think that being a great film composer would depend on an incredible visual sense. But when Federico Fellini was asked to describe working with Nino Rota, he said that Rota was the most precious collaborator I've ever had, and I say it straight away, and I don't even have to hesitate, it was Nino Rota. He had a geometric imagination, a musical approach worthy of celestial spheres. He thus had no need to see images from my movies. When I asked him about the melodies he had in mind to comment on one sequence or another, I clearly realized he was not concerned with the images at all. His world was inner, inside himself, and reality had no way to enter it. Nino Rota composed a set of 15 preludes in 1964 and show his great admiration for fellow composer Sergei Prokofiev. The 15 preludes explored differing implementations of ascending and descending chromatic lines, which sounds almost simplistic when you describe it in words, musical lines that go up, musical lines that go down. But they seem to have an infinite variety when set to sound by somebody like Nino Rota. In comparison to the 15 preludes, which are mostly short, Rota's Fantasia in G is an entirely different beast. It has a much more lush, almost neo-romantic sound, and at more than 16 minutes long, it is by far the longest single piece on this album. I saw one definition of fantasia that says, an instrumental composition in which a composer yields to his imagination in regard to form and organization of the composition. A fantasia follows no particular pattern or form and is generally of fairly large dimensions. In other words, there are very few rules. Just go explore, which Rota does beautifully. Here is a bit of that fantasia. English pianist Eleanor Hodgkinson is a senior lecturer in piano at Leeds College of Music, visiting tutor in piano at Royal Holloway, University of London, and teaches piano and chamber music at the junior department of the Royal Academy of Music. She's also a member of the Elgin Piano Trio and has toured with them throughout North America and Europe. Among other things, she has a degree in music psychology, where her dissertation was titled, Can Improvisation Alleviate Performance Anxiety? An Exploration Amongst Musicians of Different Genres. She's also spent considerable time studying and developing music programs for young children, so she might be the perfect person to record Nino Rota's 7 Difficult Pieces for Children. This is a movement he called La Scaletta, or Little Scales. That was Little Scales from 7 Pezzi Difficili per Bambini, 7 Difficult Pieces for Children, music by Nino Rota. One of the best film composers of the past 100 years, but someone who should be known better for his concert music. This podcast is perhaps a start. It's Volume 1, so it's the start of a series of recordings dedicated to his music for solo piano with pianist Eleanor Hodgkinson. It's on the Grand Piano label, catalog number GP827. That's it for this podcast. To go out, here's the final piece of his 7 Difficult Pieces for Children. It's called The Acrobat.